2.5 million national identification cards are ready for distribution in the Greater Accra region. However, cards for persons below 15 years are not yet ready. The public relations officer of the NIA, Bertha Jebele, told Radio Ghana's George Asekere that people who registered are only required to produce valid ID cards or the receipts that were issued during the registration for the NIA to issue them their cards.
NIA has been doing a lot of preparatory activities towards releasing the Ghana card to persons who registered in the Greater Accra region. We have printed over 2.5 million cards for the Greater Accra region, and we started a limited distribution on the 30th of May to benchmark for the main distribution in the centers where we registered people. The plan is that we will come to the centers where we registered people so that you are required to come back to the same center where you registered with the slip or the receipt that we gave you during the registration, and that will enable us to pick your card. And so we will make announcements very soon.
As it stands now, what time frame are you allocating to distribute these 2.5 million cards to people in Accra?
We have zoned Greater Accra into 12 phases, and so we will be working 1 week in each of these zones.
What will the NIA require from prospective people who are coming for the cars before you release the cars to them?
Everybody who registered, and they are 15 years and above. People below 15 years, we are not printing their cards yet. We are giving cards for now to persons 15 years and above. They are required to come to the centers where they registered, exact centers they registered, because if you go to another center, your card will not be there. Then you bring the slip, the receipt we gave during registration to collect it. If your registration receipt is not available, whether it's lost or you did not get one during registration, we require you to still come to the center, but you will bring an ID card with which you registered.
Madame Jebule said the NIA is collating data on people who made double registration. According to her, such people will be punished.
We have some data on persons who have done double registration, and we are putting all that data together. And so some persons may not get their ID card. That might be one of the reasons why they did not get their card. And we'll have to go through that. If we find out that you have done double registration, then you have a case to answer.
When you say case to answer, what does that mean? Some punitive measures?
It is an offense punishable by law. Our law says that if you do double registration, you'll be prosecuted actually, and you pay some penalty for that, or you will be in prison for doing so.
Public relations officer of the National